My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that full time doesn't mean all of the time. Recognizing that even a full-time job generally leaves a lot of space for other things can help make a full and happy life possible. So certain phrases really don't convey situations accurately. And the phrase full-time is one of the worst culprits. Full-time implies the full amount of your time. But in many cases, a full-time job amounts to approximately 35 to 40 hours a week. I remember when I first did the math and realized that a week has 168 hours. If you sleep 8 hours a night, so that is 56 hours per week, and subtract 56 and 40 from 168, you get 72 hours left over. Now, some folks do work more than 40 hours a week, but not that many. The tail on this normal distribution gets thin really quickly. People go around saying things like, you spend the majority of your waking hours at work. But for the vast majority of people, that is not true at all. Unfortunately, using the word full to describe 35 to 40 hours per week of work causes all sorts of issues. For instance, some folks assume that they should work part-time because they have a family and because they don't want work to get the full amount of their time. They want their families to get part-time too. But if full-time work isn't actually full-time, this story gets less clear-cut. Working 40 hours and having 72 hours for other things is already tilted more toward life than work. It's unclear what would be more balanced about working 20 hours and having 92 hours for other things. There may be reasons for this, but it isn't more balanced. The other problem with the word full is that folks who do work full-time often assume they have no time for other things. I mean, how could they? Work is consuming the full amount of their time, except that it isn't. In 72 waking, non-working hours, it is quite possible to find 3 to 4 hours to exercise, or 2 to 3 hours to volunteer, in addition to spending lots of time with family members and friends. If you have never tracked your time before, I suggest trying it. One of the first things people see is how much time they have outside of work, even if they are working full-time hours. If you are home from work at 5:30 p.m. and go to bed at 10:30 p.m., that is 5 hours each day, Monday to Friday, to attend to the rest of your life. Plus, there's likely some time in the morning too. If you are up at 6:30 a.m. and leave for work at 8, that's another 90 minutes that can be acknowledged as existing. You probably don't spend all of it in the shower. And then there's weekends. There are 36 waking hours between 6 p.m. Friday and 6 a.m. Monday. That is almost the equivalent of a full-time job, right there. Once he recognized that full-time work still leaves a lot of time for other things, this opens up possibilities. Instead of assuming you have no time, you can start to assume that you do have time. And you can start asking what you'd like to do with it. Personally, I think this is a much more useful mindset. You start to see that it might be possible to get up and run for 30 minutes, two mornings a week, and read for 45 minutes at night, most nights. You might be able to go play in a pickleball league on Tuesdays and still have space for lots of just hanging out. Full-time isn't full-time at all. It is some amount of time, but generally, there is space for everything else. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.